大家早上好。
Yes,
母亲节快乐！所有的母亲，母亲节快乐！
I really want to say, thank you specifically to the mothers of our church.
我特别想感谢的就是我们教会的母亲们。
Because you have raised within our church many young
men and women of God.
在我们的教会里面。这些母亲培养出了很多的优秀的年轻的兄弟姐妹们。
Some of the people serving today are from of you, are the children of you grandmothers out there.
那今天很多在这里，在这里服侍的人是，哎呦
，from the grandmothers，
是从是就是很多就是
raised by the grandmothers，
是很多很多就是从祖母一辈抚养长大的。
There are brothers and sisters in the worship team. There's brothers and sisters serving in all many different areas of our church, and they're the children of many of you mothers.
那我们在在敬拜音乐敬拜组或者在其他教会里所有的一切侍奉当中，很多就是你们孩子的母亲。
So I want to thank you and celebrate you mothers for your spiritual impact, the spiritual imprint that you have left on your children's lives.
所以我要感谢母亲为你们在你们孩子的身上留下的这个灵命的印记，感谢你们。
Now, I was saying this in our Sunday school.
我就在今天的主日学就这样说。
The number one purpose of why we gather as a church is to worship our God.
那我们聚集在教会第一个目的
Bless you, Pastor James.
第一个目的就是要赞美神。
That's why we gather.
这就是为什么我们要聚集在一起。
We gather for Him, right?
我们是为了他而聚集在一起。
We gather so that we might honor him and worship him. Bless you. Pastor wants a blessing this morning. Keep going, brother.
我们聚集在一起就是要赞美他，敬拜他。
The second reason why we gather is actually to encourage one another.
那我们聚集在一起第二个原因就是要相互的鼓励。
That's what the word of God says.
这就是神的话语所说的。
So we gather to worship God, we gather to encourage one another.
我们聚集在一起敬拜神，我们聚集在一起相互鼓励。
And this morning, thirdly, we are here to celebrate and honor our moms.
那今天早上我们聚集在这里，第三个原因就是我们要荣耀和庆祝我们的母亲们。
So the first mom that I wanted to give a hug to and give a kiss to this morning, I had to find my mama and give her a hug and wish her a happy Mother's Day.
那今天早上我第一件所做的事情就是。找到 我的母亲，给她一个拥抱，给她一个亲吻。
And I do know this morning, though, that for some, Mother's Day is not a great day.
但是同时我也知道，对某些人来说，母亲节可能并不是一个很好的日子。
Some don't look forward to Mother's Day.
那有些人可能并不盼望着母亲节的到来。
Because it could be difficult.
因为对他们来说，可能这一天比较困难。
Maybe because you want to be a mother, but you're unable to be.
或许呢，是因为呢，他们想成为一位母亲，但是因为某种原因呢，他们做不了母亲。
Perhaps for some, you have not had the presence.Of a mother in your life for a long time.
或许呢，其他人呢，是因为在你的生命里呢，已经没有了母亲，或者母亲已经不在很久了。
For others, your mother may have already died and passed away.
那对，在另外的一群人呢，或许呢，就是你的母亲呢，已经去世了。
Or your mother today is struggling and sick and ill.
或者呢，今天你的母亲呢，重病缠身，
But even for all of you, even though we understand how difficult it may be, I'm sure that all of you know that it's important to appreciate and honor mothers today.
虽然我知道有种种的原因，但是呢，我知道大家也都知道，我们要感谢我们母亲的重要性。
We remember, even as our chairman prayed, mothers show us a sacrificial love.
就像我们今天早上主席所祷告的，母亲们向我们显示了那种无私的爱。
So wherever you are this morning, mothers.
所以今天早上，母亲们，不管你在哪里
We want to honor you this morning.
我们今天早上要荣耀你。
We want to tell you that you are a gift from God.
我们要告诉你，你是神所赐给我们的礼物。
So today, if we can turn our Bibles open to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
那今天我们来打开。
So go ahead and grab your Bibles. Turn your Bibles open to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们来打开圣经提摩太后书。
And we'll be looking at this passage this morning.
我们来看接下来的经文。
I remember that when Abby was 2 or 3 years old,
我记得我的女儿 Abby, 大概三四岁的时候。
She has such a great mother.
她有一位很伟大的母亲。
And one morning we were eating breakfast together.
有一天早上我们在一起吃早餐。
And I remember we had boiled eggs. My kids love boiled eggs.
我们呢有那个水煮蛋，我的孩子非常喜欢吃。
After I ate my first boiled egg,
当我吃完第一个水煮蛋的时候，
we heard Abby, who was about 2 or 3 years old, and she said,
那这个时候 Abby 就说，
I want to be a mommy.
他就说，我想成为一位妈妈。
Just like my mommy.
就像我的妈妈一样。
Daddy, can I have a baby?
那爸爸，我可不可以有一个小 baby 呢？小婴儿呢？
And so I had an idea.
我说 ，Yeah, 可以啊。
I was holding my second egg. I was about to crack my egg.
我呢，刚刚那个时候，刚想打开我的鸡蛋。
But then I grabbed a marker and I drew a face on the egg.
当听到他说了这段话的时候呢，我就用一支笔在鸡蛋上画了。
And I said, Abby, here's your baby.
画了以后，我就给 Abby 说：“这是你的小婴儿。”
Thank you, Daddy. I can have a baby.
谢谢你，爸爸，我可以有一个小婴儿了。
I'm gonna be the best mommy.
我会成为一位最好的母亲。
Just like my mommy.
就像我的妈妈一样。
I was like, great.
我说非常好。
And so I said, "What's the name of your baby?"
那你的孩子叫什么名字呢？
And she says, his name is Caleb."
她说他的名字叫 Caleb.
I said, "Great."
非常好。
And so for the next few moments, she took like some napkins, paper towels, she wrapped up her baby, and she's talking to her baby. Oh, baby Caleb.
那接下来呢，她就用一些纸巾啊什么的把这个鸡蛋包起来，然后
And then we're eating breakfast.
然后我们继续吃早饭。
And she says, "Oh."
她突然就很伤心。
Caleb is sad.
她说 Caleb 非常的伤心。
I said, "Why is Caleb
sad?" 问她为什么呢？
She says, "Oh, because."His daddy not here.
他说因为他的爸爸不在这儿。
Oh, really?
那真的吗？
Where's his daddy, Abby?
他的爸爸去哪了呢？
Daddy not here.
爸爸不在这儿。
I said, but where's his daddy?
那他的爸爸去哪了呢？
He's so sad, his daddy not here.
他非常的伤心，因为他的爸爸不在。
I said, Abby, where's his daddy then?
那 Abby 他的爸爸去哪了？
And she said, you ate him.
他说你把他吃了。
I said, oh man. So she believed she was going to be a good mommy because she has a good mommy.
因为我的女儿相信她会成为一位很好的母亲。
And she wanted to raise a good egg baby.
因为她有一位会非常好的母亲。
And I believe it's because of the influence that her mother left on her life.
她相信她能够培养出一位很好的鸡蛋小孩，因为我相信这是他母亲对他的影响。
This morning, through our text, if you have your Bibles open to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
那今天早上，如果你有圣经，打开圣经，提摩太后书一章。
I want to show you the spiritual influence of a mother within the life of her child.
我希望大家能够看到，就是，一位母亲对她的孩子的灵命上的影响。
And I want to thank the moms today for their spiritual influence.
我要为母亲的灵命的影响，对他们孩子灵命的影响而感谢母亲们。
For some of you moms, you might be hearing this type of message for the first time.
我知道你们当中的一些母亲或许是第一次听到这样的信息。
And I pray that you would be inspired.
我祷告呢，你能够受到鼓励。
For all the others who have been a spiritual influence in your home.
那对其他一些妈妈来说呢，你或许已经成为了你家里的一个灵命上的非常大的影响。
I really want to honor you this morning.
那我非常的想要荣耀你。
thank you for leaving a spiritual imprint on your children's lives.
我要感谢你，感谢你，留把在你的孩子身上留下了，你的很好的灵命的影响。
And I hope for all of us who are not mothers.
我们当中，还不，不是母亲的。
Join me in celebrating our moms.
那也希望你能够加入我来庆祝我们的母亲。
But I pray that God's word would also speak to you and inspire you to leave in others' lives a spiritual imprint.
但是我也祷告，就是神的话语能够鼓励你，你能够在其他的人身上留下你的灵命上的印记。
Father, we thank you for the chance to come here and to worship you first and foremost.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个机会来到这里你的面前，最重要的，我们能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
The more we learn to love you and honor you and celebrate you,
当我们学习到，如何敬拜你，如何荣耀你，如何庆祝你。
The more we learn how to honor and love and celebrate our mothers.
那我们就更能学到我们应该如何去庆祝我们的母亲们。
I pray that Your word would speak through the Holy Spirit would speak through your word to all of us this morning.
我祷告今天早上，你的话语能够印在我们的心上，通过你的灵，通过你的圣灵能够印在我们的心上。
We look to you now.
我们仰望你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. All right. So 2 Timothy. Is a letter from Paul to the church in Philippi.
那提摩太后书
to Timothy.
提摩太后书呢是保罗写给提摩太的一封书信。
Now Paul was like a spiritual he was a spiritual father to Timothy.
那保罗呢对提摩太来说呢是提摩太的灵命上的父亲。
So he wrote this letter to Timothy.
他写了这封信给提摩太。
But this was a public letter to be read out loud within the churches.
但这同时呢，这又是一封公开的信，是在教会里宣读的。
So we'll start from verse 3.
从第三节开始。
All right. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
He says, Timothy, as I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy.
纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。
I'm reminded of your sincere faith.A faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well.
想到你心里无为之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲，尼基心里的。我深信也在你的心里。
Looking at this passage, moms, I want to draw out three things.That we want to inspire you and honor you for the spiritual imprint that you have left on our children.
那通过这段经文呢，母亲们，我总结了三点来，通过这三点，我们能够来荣耀并庆祝母亲们。
Number one, moms have the influence to lead us to Christ.
那第一点就是，母亲在引领我们到基督面前有影响力。
And I thank you, moms, who have led us to Jesus and point us to Him.
我感谢母亲们，你们带领我们到耶稣面前来，把我们指向耶稣。
When Paul first thinks of Timothy,
当保罗一想到提摩太的时候
，When he thinks of Timothy's faith,
当他想到提摩太的信心的时候
，He immediately thinks about the faith of Timothy's grandmother and Timothy's mom.
他马上想到了提摩太的外祖母和祖母的信心。
You see, moms, you make such a big difference in your child's spiritual life.
那有没有看到母亲对孩子的信心，有一个非常大的影响
？There are mothers who value the soul of your child.
有很多的母亲非常重视他们孩子的心灵。
There's a verse that Jesus says.
有一句经文耶稣说过。
In Mark chapter 8 verse 36.
马克福音八章三十六节。
He says, is it Mark? Yeah, it's Mark. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet lose his soul?
他说人就是赚的全世界却赔上自己的生命有什么好处呢
Right. But, and that's in the NIV version.
这个是
NIV, yeah.
新国际版本。
Right? But for a mother who knows that this is God's word,
那作为母亲她知道这是神的话语。
She reads, what good is it if my child gains the whole world but loses his soul?
但是她读到的时候呢她就能够读作我的孩子就是赚得全世界却赔上了自己的生命。
This is from the MIV
有什么好处呢
version. This is from the
这个就是母亲的版本。
Right? A mother who values their child's spiritual life.
那一位母亲如果重视孩子的灵命
reads that verse and says, "What good is it if my child has everything in the world, but they lose their soul?"
她就是这样看的。如果我的孩子赚得了全世界，却赔上了自己的生命，又有什么好处呢？
Moms, you are always doing your best to give your child the best.
知道母亲们一直在尽力要把最好的给自己的孩子。
Moms do so much to ensure that their children have a good future.
母亲呢是如此的努力，要去去保能想要保证孩子有一个很好的未来。
And I thank God that there are many of you mothers who know that the very best for your child is to lead them to Jesus.
但是我感谢神，我知道有很多的母亲都知道。对孩子来说最好的就是要认识主耶稣基督。
When you look at the children worship of our church,
当你看看我们教会的儿童敬拜儿童敬拜
Most of the time, you see the mothers bringing their children into children worship.
很多时候你都看到是母亲们带着孩子来。
You'll see the mothers hold their kids in hand because they want their children to know about Jesus.
很多时候我们会看到母亲们牵着孩子的手把他们送进去因为他们希望自己的孩子能够认识耶稣基督。
And these are mothers who are already introducing their children to Jesus at home.
这些母亲呢已经其实在家里已经慢慢的让自己的孩子认识主耶稣。
But the moms are with kids in tow bringing their children to have more teaching of the word of God and they're bringing them to the children worship. It's these moms who want to point their children to Jesus.
但是同时呢他们也牵着他们的孩子带着他们孩子来到教会里希望呢他们能够学到更多关于主耶稣基督的。
We see the same thing in our youth group.
我们在我们的青年团契也看到同样的事情。
I used to serve in children worship for, I don't know, like 15 years.
我以前呢在儿童敬拜大概服侍了15年左右。
And then Bex and I have been serving in youth group for over 15 years.
那我和我妻子两个人可能也在青年团契大概服侍了15年左右了。
Most of the times, it's the mothers bringing their children.
很多时候我们看到的是母亲带着孩子来到教会。
Because moms want their children to know Jesus.
因为母亲们他们希望孩子自己的孩子能够认识主耶稣。
And I thank God for you moms who want your children to be led to Jesus.
所以母亲们我要为你们而感谢神因为你们带领着孩子来到主耶稣面前。
And I want to add this.
我也希望再加一点。
That this spiritual focused motherhood can be seen all over the church.
我要补充，在我们教会里，这样重视灵命的母性，我们随处可见。
I want you to remember this.
我希望你记得这一点。
You don't have to be a biological mother to be a spiritual mother to others.
我希望你能够记住这一点。成为灵命上的母亲，你并不一定要是要是一位亲生的母亲。
You don't have to be a biological mother to be a spiritual mother to others in the church.
你并不一定是 成为亲生母亲，如果 no, 再让我说一遍。
Right here.
成为灵命上的母亲，你并不一定要是亲生母亲。
When I was a child,
当我还是一个孩子的时候
，I remember an older lady in the church.
我记得在教会里有位年长的妇女。
She told me that her favorite verse was Philippians 4:13.
她告诉我她最喜爱的一段经文是腓立比书四章十三节。
And she told me how much she loved this verse.
她告诉我她是如何喜爱这节经文。
It's the same verse that I remember my grandmother giving to me.
我也记得就是同样的一节经文，我的祖母也告诉我。
That's the verse that says, I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens me.
那这节经文说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事。
But I remember an older sister of our church shared that verse with me.
我至今还记得我们有一位年长的妇女姐妹。
I remember another sister in the church when I was young.
在我年轻的时候，我也记得另外一位姐妹。
And she would always tell us to memorize God's word.
她经常会告诉我们要要背诵
And I would say why? We're always like, why? I don't want to memorize this stuff.
那我就问他为什么我一定要背诵呢？
Some teachers would say, because you could get a sticker.
那有些老师就会说，那我这样我就你记住了，我就可以给你一张粘纸。
But I remember a sister in the church who always says, because God wants you to hide his word in your heart.
但是我记得这位姐妹呢，经常跟我们说，因为神希望你紧紧你要牢牢记住他的经话语。
She would always say, God wants you to hide his word.In your heart.
那他经常会说，因为神希望你把他的话语紧紧的记，
I remember her
牢牢的记在你的心里。
She would always say, "Memorize God's word because He wants you to hide His word in your heart." Wow.
他经常会跟我们说，你们要背诵背诵这些经文，因为神希望你把他的话语牢牢的记住。
That wasn't from my mom.
这不是我的母亲告诉我的。
My mom also did that, but I remember a sister in the church who always.
这并不是我母亲告诉我的，但是我记得有一位姐妹经常告诉我这句话。
I remember when I was in high school.
我记得在我读高中的时候。
And there was a 20-something-year-old sister in the church.
有一位二十几岁的姐妹。
And she's the one who encouraged me, use your music abilities in the church.
她鼓励我呢，要把我的音乐天赋呢用在教会里。
And she would always remind me, serve God and use your music for God.
她会一直的提醒我要服侍神，用你的音乐才能。
This was a young sister. She's only 20-something years old.
这是一位很年轻的姐妹，只有二十几岁。
But when I see her face right now, I remember the encouragement, the spiritual encouragement that she gave to me.
当我看到她的脸的时候，我就会记得她所给我灵命上的鼓励。
And then I remember when I was in college.
然后我记得在我读大学的时候。
And there was a grandma in the church.
有一位祖母级的姐妹。
And almost every week, this grandma would come to me.
那几乎每一个礼拜，这位祖母就会跟我说。
And she would say, "I'm praying for you."
她会跟我说，我为你祷告。
Wow. There's a grandma in the church.That came to tell me every week that she's praying for me.
Wow, 有这样一位祖母，每个礼拜她都会跟我说，我为你祷告。
And I remember so well because oftentimes when she would say that, she would give me a big hug.
我仍旧记得非常的清楚，因为通常她跟我说，说话的时候，她就会给我一个大大的拥抱。
You see, spiritual motherhood.Can be seen everywhere in the church.
那你有没有看到我们灵命的母性在我们教会里随处可见
？The heart that God has placed in our sisters.
那我们可以看到，神所放在我们姐妹里姐妹们的心里。
Carefully.
那我们如果仔细观看
，We can see it in so many places.
我们在很多地方都可以看到。
I know that there are some.Children worship teachers today, like teacher Nancy sitting in the back. So glad you're in here today, Nancy.
那比如说像我们 我也知道很多姐妹就像我们、儿童敬拜、事工的、Nancy 姐妹
or teacher Cindy
还有、Cindy 老师
or teacher Fei Fei
还有 Fei Fei 老师
and my kids would say teacher Cindy taught me that
那我的孩子就会说、Cindy 老师教 教我
teacher Nancy always reminds us that God
那他们也会说 Nancy 老师经常提醒我们神是如此如此
That's not their mother
这些并不是他们的母亲
But that's their spiritual mother
但是他们是他们、是他们灵命上的母亲
And so I want to thank you mothers who are not the biological mothers but you have left a huge spiritual imprint on many of the children in the church
那我也我要感谢、
Amen?
我要我要感谢母亲们特别是那些不是亲生的母亲们他们但是你是灵命上的母亲你已经 你们已经在我们的孩子身上留下了很好的灵命的印记
And I want to encourage all of you sisters this morning
我今天早上也要鼓励我们所有的姐妹们
Make a decision to be a spiritual mother to someone else
那我要鼓励姐妹们能够下定决心成为某人的灵命上的母亲
Our church is blessed when you choose to be a spiritual mother to someone
当你选择成为某些人灵命上的母亲的时候我们的教会也同时得到祝福
Ask the Lord to put a burden on your heart for someone
我们要请求神把这个、把这、把这个、
负担
负担放在你心里。
Ask the Spirit to lead you to someone.
我们要请求请求请求圣灵来带领你。
Who can you bring spiritual encouragement to often?
那是来请求带领你能够显示给你看显示给你你能够把你的灵命带到哪些人身上呢
？So that as that child grows up.
当那些孩子长大了以后
or as that brother or sister matures in their faith
那当那些弟兄姐妹们在他们信心上成熟的时候
it would be such a blessing when they remember you
当他们记得你的时候这将是会多么大的一个、祝福
and they remember that spiritual imprint that you left
他们仍旧记得你所留给他们灵命的印记
so thank youMothers for pointing us to Jesus.
所以我们要感谢母亲们，是你们，是你们把我们指向了耶稣。
I specifically honor those of you who have been a spiritual mother in your households and to others in the church.
我特别想要荣耀的就是那些母亲们，不管在家里还是在教会里，你们都成为了一位灵命上的母亲。
Number two, mothers, moms have the influence.To display the tender love of God.
那第二点就是母亲对显示神的温柔之爱有影响力。
When Paul remembers Timothy,
当保罗记得记起提摩太的时候
，the thing that he remembers about Timothy is his tears.
那他所记得关于提摩太的就是提摩太的眼泪。
Verse 4 says, As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy.
第四节说，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切的想要见你，好叫我满心欢乐。
Something about Timothy that made Paul long to see him, so that Paul could be filled with joy, was Timothy's what? Tears.
那使保罗记起提摩太，使保罗开能够满心快乐的，却是是提摩太的眼泪。
Now Paul was a spiritual father to Timothy.
那对提摩太来说呢，保罗是他灵命上的父亲。
They worked a lot together.
他们呢一起做工。
They're very close.
他们非常亲密。
And Paul could see Timothy's spiritual life mature.
保罗呢也看着提摩太的灵命呢渐渐成熟。
So that when Different churches needed a pastor.
所以呢，当不同的教会需要牧者的时候
，He sent Timothy.
他呢，遣派了提摩太。
We know of four different churches that Paul sent three different churches that Paul sent Timothy to be a pastor.
那我们所知道的就是保罗呢，遣派了提摩太去做三个教会的牧者。
Even specifically to the church in Philippi.
特别是腓立比教会。
Paul wrote this letter. He says, "For I have no one like him."
保罗写了这封信，给腓立比教会，因为我没有别人与我同心。
So Timothy.
所以提摩太
was a mature, strong, spiritual man of God.
是一个非常坚固，灵命上非常成熟的，属神的，
But for some reason, Paul remembers most his tears.
但是呢，某种原因，保罗记得最多的呢，却是提摩太的眼泪。
It doesn't say why.
没有说为什么。
Or when he cries.
或者什么时候提摩太哭了。
Maybe it's when Paul departed from Timothy.
或者呢，是在保罗离开的时候，提摩太哭了。
Maybe Timothy wept openly there.
或者那个时候呢，就是提摩太呢，就在当着大家的面，大哭了。
Or maybe Timothy wept and shed tears when he prayed.
或许呢，是提摩太在祷告的时候哭了。
Or maybe Timothy wept when he preached.
或许是在提摩太正道的时候哭了。
Paul remembered his tears.
保罗记得的是他的眼泪。
And it's one thing to shed tears when you're moved with someone.
那当你很感动的时候流眼泪是有可能的。
But it's a whole different story when someone writes about you crying in a letter that's read to the whole church.
但是呢，当有人把你哭的情景写下来，并且在教会里公开的读。
When the letter says, "I miss Timothy because he cries."
那 这封信如果说我想念提摩太，因为我记得他哭了。
Oh, Timothy is such a tender-hearted dude, man. He just cries.
那信上写着说，提摩太是这样，有这样一颗温柔之心，他哭了。
So because of what Paul wrote, everybody knows Timothy as he's the guy who cries in church.
那因为保罗写了，所以呢，教会里所有的人都知道。提摩太呢，在教会哭了。
And I think that a lot of guys today, you might be embarrassed if you're known to be the guy who cries in church.
那如果当今如果作为男的，如果你
right. Someone's laughing right there already.
如果全教会的人都知道你是一个会哭的男人，你或许你会很难为情。
Especially in our culture today.
特别是我们当今的文化。
It's not manly to cry.
那如果你爱哭呢，你就好像不是男人了。
You're a cry baby.
你是一个很爱哭的孩子。
Dads will tell their boys.
那父亲们呢，就会跟他们男孩子说。
Men don't cry.
男人是不哭的。
Don't be a baby.
不要像一个小孩一样。
And it's true, you don't want to cry like a baby.
那当然，你也不想要像婴儿这样哭。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗
？Tenderness is a really good quality in a man.
温柔其实在男人身上也是一个非常好的一个素质。
Any man can withdraw emotionally.
任何的一个男人呢，在情感上都能退缩。
Any man can act tough and be macho.
那他们呢，能够看上去表现得非常的坚强，像一个大男人。
Any man can close off his emotions.
那很多男人呢，都能够呢，把自己的情感呢，完全的封闭住。
And take your emotions and shove it in a corner.
那把你的情感呢扔在一边。
But that's not what makes a man manly.
这并不是，这一切并不能成为一个男人。
Because what we see in the Word of God is it's in fact the opposite.
因为我们在神的话语当中看到，其实是相反的。
Some of the strongest men in Scripture.
在经文里有那些最坚强的这些男人。
The most spiritually mature.
灵命上最成熟的男人们
like the Apostle Paul
就像保罗门徒保罗
and even Jesus himself
甚至耶稣自己
they were men who wept because of the tenderness in their heart towards others
他们这些男人正是因为他们的温柔之心和他们对他人的爱他们哭了
even God himself highlights his ownTender love for us in the book of Isaiah. Take a look at this.
甚至神自己在以赛亚书也强调了他自己他的温柔的爱。
Look at Isaiah 66, verse 13.
以赛亚书66章13节。
As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem.
母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们，你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
You see, right here,
在这里看到
God compares His love to the love of a mother.
神把他的爱和母亲的爱相比较。
He compared the tenderness of His love to the love of a mother.
他把他的温柔的爱和母亲的爱相比。
Because everyone knows that mothers have this tender love.
因为每个人都知道母亲所拥有的爱。
When God wanted to give us a picture of how He loves, He used the picture of a mother's love.
那神，当神希望我们能够理解他的爱的时候，他就给了我们这幅母亲的爱的形，图案。
Most of us learned tenderness because of moms.
那我们当中很多人学到了这个，温柔的爱呢，是从母亲身上学的。
Yeah, sure. There's some dads who we learn tenderness from.
当然，我们当中也是就有很多人是从父亲的身上学到。
But most of us learn tenderness from moms.
但是呢，大部分人呢，还是从母亲的身上学到的。
Notice that the text here doesn't even mention Timothy's father.
那我们也注意到，在这些经文当中呢，并没有提到提摩太的父亲。
Because in Acts chapter 16.
在使徒行传十六章
We're told that Timothy's father was Greek and not a believer.
那经文告诉我们提摩太的父亲呢是一位希腊人并不是一位信徒。
Some have even suggested that his father died or left the family.
有些人呢说呢可能是他的父亲已经去世了或者已经离开了。
So that Timothy's mom was a single parent.
那提摩太的母亲呢是一位单身的母亲。
Whatever the case,
不管如何
The scripture is clear that his mom and grandma had parented him in a way that revealed God's tender love for him.
无论如何呢，经文清楚地告诉我们，是提摩太的祖母、外祖母和他的母亲抚养了他，并向他显示了神的爱。
They raised Timothy to have the same tenderness in his heart.
他们培养提摩太长，成人啊，提摩太也同样拥有这样温柔的爱，温柔的心。
Just this week or the last few weeks, as I was thinking about this sermon.
那这个礼拜还有过去的几个礼拜，我就在想，今天的这个正道。
I actually saw proof that my wife'sLove is so much more tender to my children than mine.
我其实也明确地看到，就是我妻子对我们孩子的爱，确确实实的比我更多。
And I told her that.
我也告诉她。
I said, "Thank the Lord that the children have you."
我告诉她，我真的感谢神，因为我们的孩子有你。
I mean, sometimes dads just don't know how to speak.
因为有时候，父亲们其实有时候呢，根本不知道该如何讲话。
When dads are with their buddies talking about the Lakers, you have tons of things to talk about.
当父亲们聚集在一起谈论他们的篮球赛的时候，他们有很多话好讲。
But at home, dads are like mute.
但是呢，在家里的时候呢，有些父亲呢，就好像是哑巴一样。
Because dads don't know what to say a lot of times.
因为他们很多时候他们不知道该怎么说。
Or dads don't know when to speak.
或许他们不知道什么时候是合适的时候是去说。
Oftentimes, I'm like, hey, mommy, can you tell our children this?
那很多时候呢，我总是会跟我的妻子说，你可以告诉我孩子们吗？
Can you tell them that they need to know this?
你能够告诉孩子们吗？他们应该知道。
And she's like, "Why don't you? You have a mouth. You talk a lot. Why don't you talk to our children?"
那他就跟我说，你也有嘴巴，你很会讲，你为什么不跟他们讲呢
？And I'm like, "I don't know how to speak with them sometimes."
我就跟他说， 很多时候我不知道如何跟他们说。
And when I do speak, it doesn't come out very tender.
并且在我和他们说话的时候，我觉得我说的不够温柔。
How do I know?
我为什么知道我不够温柔呢？
Because many times after they talk to me, they cry.
因为很多时候我跟他们谈了话以后，他们会哭。
So I'm like, you tell them. And Bex is like, no, you have a mouth.
所以我跟
you tell them.
所以我就跟我妻子说，你去跟他们讲。
So moms, thank you.
所以母亲们，感谢你们。
We honor you for showing the tender love of God.
我们荣耀你，是因为你显示，你把神的温柔之爱显示给了我们孩子。
Number three.
第三点。
Moms have the influence to show us a real faith.
那母亲呢，在向我们展示真正的信心上有影响力。
Look at verse 5.
第五节。
He writes to Timothy, I'm reminded of your sincere faith. It was a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well.
想到你心里无为之信。这信是在，是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
He's saying, Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, and I thank you because I first saw that faith in your grandma and in your mom.
他说，提摩太，我想到你心里的信心。我要感谢神，但是同时我要感谢神，就是我看到了你的外祖母和你的祖母所给你的信心。
Because they left this imprint on you.
因为他们把这个印记留在了你的身上。
If you turn over a couple chapters to chapter 3, you could see that in a couple verses.
如果我们能够再翻几页，看到第三章提摩太。
He says in verse 14 of chapter 3.
第三章十四节。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, referring to his mom, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
第三章第十四节，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
This is a mom who lived her faith out at home.
这就是一位母亲在家里真正的活出了她的信心。
This is a mom.Who taught the word of God to her children at home?
这是一位母亲在家里把神的话语教导给她的孩子。
This is a mom who prayed with her kids at home.
这是一位母亲在家里和她的孩子一起祷告。
And she left this imprint of faith on her son.
她把这个信心的印记留在了她的儿子身上。
Timothy was able to see the faith of his mom.
提摩太看到了他母亲的信心。
Now, this doesn't mean that Eunice was a perfect mother.
但当然，这并不是指那个有基尼提摩太的母亲是一位完美的母亲。
Probably far from it.
或许远远不够完美。
Because God shows us enough in His Word that there are no perfect mothers or fathers or sons or daughters.
因为神已经在他的话语里告诉我们很多很多次了，就是在这个世界上没有完美的父亲，也没有完美的母亲。
But throughout the Scripture, God shows us that He gives us His grace.
但是通过经文，神告诉我们他把他的恩典给我们。
God's grace was sufficient.Sufficient for Timothy's mom.
那神的恩典对提摩太的母亲来说是足够的。
And moms, when you don't feel like you are enough, God's grace is sufficient for you too.
那母亲们，在座的母亲们，我希望你们也是能够感受到神的恩典是足够的。
Moms, we know how tiring your life can be.
我们知道母亲的生活是非常累的。
You clean the house.
你要清洁屋子。
You cook the meals.
你要做饭。
You're making snacks.
你要准备点心。
You're taking care of the kids when they're sick.
当孩子生病的时候，
是你照顾他们。You're organizing the schedule.
然后要安排他们的日常活动。
You're driving the kids around all over the place.
并且要开车送他们到不同的地方。
You're a house cleaner.
你是一个清洁
You are a
清洁工人。
You are a home nurse.
你也是一个家庭护士。
You're a chef.
你也是个厨师。
You're a home COO.
你是家里的管家。
And you're an Uber driver, a personal Uber driver.
你也是开 Uber 的。
And sometimes it may be so stressful and tiring.
那有时候呢，我们也知道这会非常的很大的压力，并且很累。
And you might often doubt how good of a mother you are.
或许这个时候呢，你就会怀疑我是不是一个好母亲呢？
Sometimes you lose your temper.
有时候你也会生气。
Sometimes you get frustrated.
有时候你也会灰心丧气。
Sometimes you just need to leave your kids in front of an iPad or in front of the TV just so you can get to the bathroom and have a break.
有时候呢，或许呢，你也。
Just to be quiet.
你不得不让你的孩子呢玩一会儿 iPad 或者看电视，这样呢你就有一点点时间可以在洗手间里休息一下。
You might even wonder, I don't think I'm a good role model.
你甚至会怀疑，我并不是对我孩子来说，我并不是一个很好的榜样。
I'm not sure my kids see faith in me.
我不确定我的孩子能不能从我身上看到信心。
I don't think I'm equipped for this great calling of motherhood.
我觉得我并没有为这个伟大的呼召而准备好。
Whenever you feel that way,
不管何时你如果这样感觉的话，
I want to remind you this morning,
我想要提醒你，
God's grace is sufficient for you.
我要提醒你，神的恩典是足够的。
God's not expecting you to be a perfect mother.
神没有指望你成为一个完美的母亲。
And God doesn't want you to go through life without His grace.
神也不希望你的生命里没有他的恩典。
His grace is so abundant.
他的恩典是丰丰富富的。
He wants you to rest in His grace.
他希望你在他的恩典里得到平安。
Look at God's promise to moms. This came so strong in my heart, and I knew I had to share this scripture so that it would be a reminder to our mothers.
我们来看一看神对你们的允许。
And I wish that you can see this, God saying to you this morning.
我希望呢，你也能够看到神对你所说的。
God is saying to you, mom.
神这样对你们说，母亲们。
Fear not.For I am with you.
神说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
Be not dismayed, which means don't be discouraged.
神说，不要惊慌。
For I am your God.
因为我是你的神。
I will strengthen you.
我必坚固你。
I will help you.
我必帮助你。
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Even when you feel like you are down in the dumps,
虽然在你感觉非常低潮的时候，
even when you need that break from this long, tiring day,
当你希望在一个繁重的一天之后，你希望休息一下的时候，
God wants you to know that you are not alone.
神希望你知道你并不孤独。
God wants you to know that He is with you.
神希望你知道他与你同在。
God wants you to know that He is your strength.
神希望你知道他是你的力量。
And even though no one will be able to uphold you, He will uphold you.
虽然没有任何人能够高举你，神会高举你。
God doesn't call the strong into motherhood.
神并没有呼召强壮的人成为母亲。
He strengthens those he calls into motherhood.
但是他会强壮那些他呼召来作为母亲的。
So moms, I want to encourage you to rest in God's grace.
所以母亲们，我要鼓励你们 在神的恩典里要有平安。
Rest in God's grace to help you in your faith.
在神的恩典里有平安，帮助你，来帮助你的信心。
And as you raise your children.
当你特别是当你抚养你的孩子的时候。
God's grace will help you when you don't feel like you're being a good mom.
当你感觉你不是一位好母亲的时候，神的恩典会帮助你。
There were many times growing up, my mom was an immigrant mom.
那在我长大的时候，很多次数，很多时候，我知道我的母亲是一位移民的母亲。
No, 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 不是她很多时候是一个移民的母亲。
No, no, 你很
huh?
never.
Oh, okay.
我的母亲是一位移民的母亲，
yes.
在我成长的时候，我知道。
Because you're an immigrant mom, it's extra hard for you to raise your children here in America.
那很多时候呢，特别是一位移民的母亲呢，在美国想要抚养孩子呢，对他们来说是特别的困难。
Because in order to be a mom, you have to actually cross a cultural barrier.
那成为一位母亲呢？首先呢，你要首先呢，你
You have to cross a language barrier.
你要长就是有语言上的困难，有文化上的困难。
You have to cross a lot of more different things in order to be a mom as an immigrant mom.
还有其他各方面的不同的一些困难。
You're going to try to have a heart-to-heart conversation with your children, and they're going to have a hard time understanding you.
当你呢希望能够有一个贴心的跟与你的孩子有一个贴心的谈话的时候呢，他们并不能真正的听懂。
And when your children are trying to express something to you, you may not fully understand them.
还有呢，当你的孩子呢，在向你解释一些东西的时候呢，你或许呢也并不能理解他们所说的。
Sometimes because of finances, as an immigrant mom, you have to.Get a job, and you have to work hard too.
有时候呢，作为一位移民的母亲呢，经济上呢，可能也有困难，你需要工作。
I remember so many mornings of my childhood. My mom's not there because she had to wake up at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
我记得呢，很多时候，当我早上起来的时候，还是孩子的时候，我的母亲已经不在了，因为她3-4点钟就要去上班。
So then the immigrant dad is like trying to get all the kids ready for school.
那我这位移民的父亲呢，就要
Father's Day. We'll talk about that Father's Day.
要帮助所有的孩子准备好去上学。
So my dad would call me to help do the hair of my younger sister.
那我的父亲呢，就会叫我让我帮我的妹妹去弄她的头发。
So he's doing one side and I'm doing another side. We both don't know what we're doing.
那他我的父亲帮我妹妹扎一边的头发，我帮他扎另一边的头发。
Then my mom gets off of work.
那当我妈妈上班回来下班回来以后
，goes to pick up my sister.
去接我的妹妹的时候
，and she's like, "Oh my goodness, you look like this all day."
她说你整天就是看上去就是这副模样吗
？That's the life of an immigrant family.
这就是移民的一个家庭生活。
It's hard being a mother of an immigrant family.
非常，作为一位移民家庭的母亲更加困难。
My mom wasn't a perfect mother.
我的母亲并不是一位，完美的母亲。
But she pointed me to Jesus.
但是她把我指向了耶稣基督。
She showed me the tender love of God.
她让我看到了神的温柔的爱。
And she, what was my last point? And she...What's my last point? Huh? She showed real faith. Right. I was like, what is that point?
她向我显示了真正的信心。
She shared to me about her faith.
她分享，她与我分享她的信心。
I've heard her testimony many, many times.
我也多次听到她的见证。
She shared with me how faithful God is in her life.
他向我见证神在他的生命里是多么的多么的信实。
She talked a lot when I was on the car.
他和我在车上的时候，他跟我讲很多。
And I was always looking out the window, pretending I wasn't listening.
那个时候呢，我就会经常看着窗外，好像我不在听他的话。
But she left a spiritual imprint on me.
但是呢，同时呢，他也在我的身上留下了灵命的印记。
Because the theme of her life,
因为她生命的主题
is that she loved God.
就是她爱神。
And she would help me to know this God.
她也会帮助我认识这位神。
And so I honor my mom.
所以我要荣耀我的母亲。
Moms, we want to honor you.
母亲们，我们要啊，我啊，我们要荣耀你们。
I want to encourage you.
我要啊，鼓励你。
Don't underestimate the influence you have in the home and in the church.
不要低估你在家里和在教会里的影响力。
Don't underestimate it.
不要低估。
Your children and so many people in the church can be blessed by your spiritual imprint.
你的孩子还有教会里的很多人都会啊，因你的嗯。都会因你的灵命上的印记而蒙福的。
So we celebrate you today.
所以今天我们要庆祝你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们天父。
We love our moms because we learn how to love you.
我们爱我们的母亲，因为我们学到我们是如何爱你的。
We thank you for the spiritual influence of mothers this morning.
我们要为我们母，要为母亲们的，灵命上的影响而感谢你。
And I pray that you would inspire all of us to leave a spiritual imprint on others.
我祷告，就是我们所有的人都会，在其他人身上留下我们的灵命的印记。
I pray that there are times in other people's lives when they think of us and our encouragement.Our spiritual encouragement and investment in their life.
我也祷告，我希望就是其他人能够时常想起我们在他们身上所留下的印记。
We thank you that knowing our moms are not perfect.
感谢，因为我们知道我们的母亲是不完美的。
But those who love and follow you, Jesus, we can see a real faith in their life.
但是那些真正跟随你的耶稣基督，跟随你耶稣基督的，我们在他们身上可以看到一颗真正的信心。
And we see your grace.
那我们在他们身上也看到你的恩典。
So Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
That even when you wanted to show us a picture of your love, you used the love of a mother.
甚至在你希望把你的爱显示给我们看的时候，你用母亲的爱做了比喻。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢你主。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.